Blog Talk Radio.
All right, the phone line is open. Hold on 1 second. The phone lines is open so y'all could call in. I will play some of this. And I'm actually trying to catch up to see what they're saying about R. Kelly. They're actually talking about the father accused of killing special needs son. I will look for another channel in a few seconds. The phone line, y'all can call this number right here. I'm putting it in the chat right now. Here's the number right here. I want y'all to call in right now. So here's the number. It's right there on the screen pulled up. 319-527-6193. Call that number. All right. Do y'all want me to finish playing this right here? Do y'all want me to finish playing it? Please. No. Don't call that number. All right, let's see. The 319 number, that's the number to call. Please call that number right there. I don't know if y'all can hear me. Okay, we got area code 847, you on the air. Everybody, please call the 319 number, please. 814, what's up, man?
How you doing, man? First of all, I want to congratulate you, man. I've been watching you ever since Kanika Jenkins, when I kind of first started watching you, kind of came a long way, man. So congratulations on your channel.
And, thank you, King.
Man, keep building. I do want to touch on a couple of things that you said in regards of Faith. With Faith, her charges was the herpes. He exposed her to herpes, and unfortunately, once you are aware that you have it, it's against the law if you don't inform your partners that you have it. And that's what he did. Regardless if she was twerking, regardless if she was a thot, all that can be factual, it's still a violation of the law. That won't be an argument in court. You can bring that in court and say she was twerking in front of a pastor father. That won't be an argument. As far as another thing, you were saying that, you know, why you didn't lock up this person? Why you didn't lock up that person? They did this. They abused you. Why are they still free? It's in every crime that you can think of. Okay. All right. So every crime that you can think of, there's some people that didn't get locked up for it. The reality of the situation is they're not going to get everybody. That's just what it is. And since they're not going to get that person, that don't mean turn a blind out of this person.
That's what I'm saying. Only thing I'm saying is a lot will just, you know, he deserved exactly what he gets. I always said that. I stood on that since it first came out. But a lot of these women, when they get touched by somebody that they know, I know it's a traumatizing thing. Sometimes you wait a long time to say something, and then if you do say something, you don't think people are gonna believe you.
So let's use R. Kelly for example. R. Kelly was abused.
You're not even going to let me live.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. No, go ahead. Make it short. So there's a lot of people holding on.
I got you. R. Kelly was abused when he was a child, right, by his sister and by his neighbor. Took him 30 years to say something. 30 years.
That was the point I was trying to make.
So
but
it's not easy.
It's definitely not easy. So,
and there's no time frame. You can't give a person a time frame. Like
I get that, and I've mentioned that, and I 1,000,000% agree with what you said. It's going to take some time. It really is. This should, if anything, this should be the sign to open your motherfucking mouth, because Uncle Ray Ray and Timmy Tim is always at the motherfucking barbecue. You don't think his sister know? You don't think your aunt, your grandmother know about this nigga still finding and owning motherfucking kids?
I agree with you.
Everybody keeping their fucking mouth shut.
You're right. I agree with you. And I think
only thing I'm saying is his sentencing is a lot of these people vindication because of what their personal experiences was or still is. I get it. You should do the same motherfucking thing and get them under the motherfucking jail. It's time to speak up now. Don't hold it. Talk about it.
I get it.
You gotta hurry up, man. Last thing to say. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna say this, and I mean things like this may encourage them to talk about it. And I'm gonna go back in the chat on that.
All right, thank you for your call, Femi. All right, 917, then my boy Mike, and then 469. Y'all hold on 1 second. Let me hear what this dude got to say, because this just happened a little while ago. So let me play this, and then I'll go back to the phone calls. All right.
Dedication and skill of the sexual activity with him and up. Moments ago, R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison. This is a significant outcome for all victims of R. Kelly, and especially for the survivors who so bravely testified about the horrific and sadistic abuse they endured. R. Kelly is a predator, and as a result of our prosecution, he'll serve a long jail sentence for his crimes. With the aid of his fame, his money, and most importantly, his inner circle, R. Kelly preyed upon children and young women for his own sexual gratification for decades. He used coercive control, exemplified by a pattern of isolation, rules, dependence, threats, intimidation tactics, physical abuse, and at least once the presence of a gun, to force victims, including minors, to engage in sexual activity with him and others, and to become unwilling participants in the pornographic films he wrote, produced, and directed. He continued committing his crimes for almost 30 years and avoided punishment until today. Today, the sentence shows that the witnesses reclaim control over their lives and over their futures. These are voices of mostly black and brown women and children that were heard and believed, and for whom justice was finally achieved.
This is a victory for them, for justice, and for future survivors of sexual assault.
Victims of sexual violence must be heard, perpetrators must be held accountable, and our women and children must be protected. I hope this sentencing serves as its own testimony that it doesn't matter how powerful, rich, or famous your abuser may be, or how small they may make you feel, justice only hears the truth. I want to say that this case would not have been possible without the outstanding work, dedication, and skill of the prosecution team, Assistant United States Attorneys Elizabeth Geddes, Nadia Shahada, and Maria Cruz Melendez, Senior Investigator Keith Kolovich, and former paralegal specialist Kira Wimpin and Alyssa Fagel. Their dedication to the truth and justice was truly extraordinary. I want to commend and thank the special agents who handled this case for their outstanding work, Ryan Chabot and Sylvette Reynoso of the Department of Homeland Security Investigations, under the supervision of Supervisory Special Agents Elvin Hernandez and Patrick Gill. They and detectives from the New York City Police Department painstakingly went through the documents, the records, and interviews to collect and verify the facts that became the foundation for this strong case. And finally, and I want to emphasize this, I want to say a special thank you to the brave survivors, those who came forward, and all who endured. It is thanks to you that we were able to deliver justice today. I'll now call up HSI's Executive Associate Director, Steve Francis, for remarks.
After this, I'm gonna open that phone line.
I'm Steve Francis, the Executive Associate Director of Homeland Security Investigations, HSI.
Oh, shit.
Robert Kelly once said,
I gotta mute.
If you're gonna tell your life story, you got to be honest or don't do it. Over the course of this HSI-led multi-year investigation and six-week trial, a jury of Mr. Kelly's peers confirmed what these courageous victims have known for a very long time. Mr. Kelly is not an honest person. This man is a prolific serial predator who utilized
his
status as a Grammy Award-winning household name with global recognition to inflict pain and anguish on so many victims. Despite numerous reports of his destructive abuse over the years, the brazen acts of intimidation against his accusers kept him shielded from prosecution until HSI, the U.S. Attorney's Office from the Eastern District of New York, and these incredible prosecutors and NYPD initiated an investigation into his criminal organization.
I let the rest play. I get it. Let me open the phone lines. Again, I'm going to go to 917. I'm going to hold my boy Brooklyn and Cali for last. So, Brooklyn, you already know, Mike. Just hold on. And I know that's crazy-ass Uncle Charles. 917, hold on. Let me go to Uncle Charles first because this nigga retarded. Uncle Charles, what you want, goddammit, if that's you?
Yes, sir. It's me. Let me say this, Mike. Let me say this to the old fathers. I like R. Kelly. I think he's a brilliant artist. But let's just say, y'all, he ain't guilty of none of this stuff. Two things he's guilty of. He's guilty of Aaliyah. He's guilty of being on that tape with that young lady on that tape, and then he said that was his brother. See, you got to understand something. Listen to his music. He said, Jesus got it. Who he said in that song? Aaliyah got it. She got it, too. And she got it, and he gave it to her. Okay? R. Kelly is in jail for his own foolishness.
That's true.
He's in jail for his own foolishness. Nothing else and nothing more. You're all up at the high school, at Doral High School. You're riding around with a girl with a Doral Explorer shirt on. Nigga, you need to go to prison. It's what it is, nigga. And I don't feel sorry for him. So I tell y'all this, and his brother, since he was on YouTube every night, my brother coming home. No, your brother ain't coming home. You'll be visiting him in prison. So go ahead and get your R. Kelly greatest hits because he's not going to ask in prison. And that's all I got to say.
Uncle Charles, get your ass out of here. Bye.
Sir.
I miss my Uncle Charles. I'm sorry, man. Well, a few of y'all hung up. Y'all got ADHD. Sometimes y'all got to fucking hold on. God damn. Anyway, and after 469, I'm going to go to Mike, man. Area code 469, what you want, God damn it?
So this is Juice Box.
Man, that name gets me every time, man. So, but I'm sorry. Go ahead. God damn.
Okay, well, I had changed it, right? But it was Oak Cliff Bay at first. But I wanted to say the 30 years, I think, is kind of a lot. It should have been a little bit less than that. I mean, he did do some things, but it looks like they have also charged him with, like, being part of the person on the videotape. Maybe Aaliyah could have had something to do with it because most of the women that were messing with him, they was of age. Besides, I think, like, a few of them, they was of age, and they were seeking him out. He ain't going to look for them. Like, the lady that worked at 97.9 here in Dallas, literally left your job to go fly to this nigga for some pink. So, and same thing with Faith. And and the other chick. So, to me, I think they should be held accountable, too. Or at least put their asses on some lie detector tests and see what was really going on. Because I don't think he should be in there, yes, but definitely not 30. Maybe like 15. And then he's already been in there since when? 2019? So I wonder if they're going to use that as part of his time. Yeah, as part of his time served.
Yeah, that's what it says. So he's probably he's probably going to do like 23 to 24 years. You know?
Okay.
Because he's getting that 5-year of credit. So.
And so, what was the actual charges?
Trafficking, sex trafficking. Just because he paid for a female to come to wherever he was at, and I'm thinking in New York, in Brooklyn, and he did what he did to her. So. It's crazy how they will go dig in a bag and try to find anything in these old laws to put it upon a man. And again, I'm not saying he is not guilty. He put all this shit on himself. That's number one. So he is guilty. I'm not saying that. Only thing I'm saying is they only do that to our own people. What they was going to do with Jeffrey Epstein is because he was basically exposing the rich, the politicians. That's why. And that's why what's happening to Grisham, whatever the fuck his first name is, Maxwell. They doing that because the politicians in these powerful, important people that we know about and some that's in the shadows, they was going to get exposed. That's why that's happening to them. That's the only reason, you know? But anyway, in closing, Box.
So with that being said, what I was going to say. So with that being said, they are pretty much getting him for maybe the one or two girls that came across the state lines. But from reading these different women's books, they clearly said that I was able to leave and I returned on my own. Multiple women said that in their books that they wrote.
Right.
So it's like at that point, once you left, you voluntarily came back because you stopped getting the money. You stopped getting whatever you had access to. You stopped going to the clubs. You stopped going to the parties. So when you went back to your regular life, you missed it. So it's like, damn, let me hit him up. Let me call him back so I can come back home.
He needed to hire a private investigator to investigate all of these bitches.
Right.
He still was going to find a way. And again, he deserved everything he get because of the shit that he was doing. But what I say fair is fair as well. Yes, like you said, she got 20 years. I see the comments. Yes, Ms. Maxwell got 20 years. It's because of she's a part of a person who was exposing all the politicians. He had a big ass, like a 100-inch screen picture of Bill Clinton in a blue dress and red pumps. So when you walk inside Jeffrey Epstein's mansion in Midtown Manhattan, you see a big-ass picture of Bill Clinton in a dress. He was making fun of them. So, of course, whoever is tied to him, they're going down or they're going to die. She was just put on suicide watch 2 days ago. She's going to get murked in there. So let's take everything in consideration. Hey, Juice Box, Lord have mercy. I thank you for your call, sweetie Bops.
You're welcome. I had a quick question right quick. So the lawyers that he used or his defense team, is that not the same people that OJ was using?
No, Bill Cosby. It's two different legal situations. So it's just because they got him off on that case doesn't mean you and Bill Cosby case is the same. So, but anyways, beautiful, I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Shit, with a name like Juba, I got to lick my lip. But listen, let me just address this comment in the chat. This is what my homeboy put up. I don't know him, but shout out to always Big Daddy. Well, pause, God damn it, with the Big Daddy shit now. It's 472, it's 490 now. And only 169 likes. Come on, people, be fair to this brother. Can y'all hit the like button, please, for the algorithms? That helps. Please, hit the like button. I ain't gonna cost you nothing. Hit the like button. I would gladly appreciate it. Let me go to the mic. I'm holding you for last, bro, so just hold on. You know I got you. I'm going to go to 818 and then 917, and please, I can make it quick. Area code 818, make it as quick as possible. What is your thoughts, family?
Fam, peace, King. Peace, Mike Larry.
Peace to you.
Yeah, I just want to say it's a sad day in R&B that R. Kelly hasn't been convicted. His, you know, music was defined a generation. Some of them projects was monumental. Like, you know, I Believe I Can Fly and all of that. But that's his musical legacy. As far as what he did in his personal life, I do believe that for the Aaliyah situation, that he had to pay for that. Aaliyah was 14 years old, and who knows what her life could have been had she not went through that trauma with him. She might still be alive. She might have made different choices in her career, and which she, you know, which would have caused her not to even be in the Bahamas or anything. But she was directly affected by the trauma that he caused her. But even if she, I remember years ago he gave a interview where he was like, where he was, I come from that era where when R. Kelly first came out with Public Announcement. So I've seen all of that. And as a matter of fact, the last time I seen R. Kelly was at the, like 2012, he was at the Nokia in downtown L.A. It was Keisha Cole and Marcia Ambrosius. And Kells put on a hell of a show. That was the artist R. Kelly that I fucked with. Now, on that personal shit, like I said, that Aaliyah, I just feel that he had to pay for that. She was 14, and he was like, her and her little girlfriends was coming through the studio, and they were saying, oh, age ain't nothing but a number, age ain't nothing but a number. Even if they was pushing.
Wait, hold on. Were you in the studio when they saying that, or you just hypothetically saying that's what they were saying? Ain't none of the number. Were you in the studio when they said that?
I heard him give an interview. He gave an interview. And during that back then, he gave an interview back then. And they was talking about how did you come up with the and I haven't seen that interview since. But I remember they was like, well, how did you come up with the AJ number, the number single? And he was like, oh, Leah and her little girlfriends was, you know, they was playing with me in the studio, and they would come in. And basically he was like, they was talking shit, and I was talking shit, and you know, and they AJ number, the number. That's what like, AJ number, the number, AJ number, the number. And that's how he came up with that track, flirting and playing with her. I remember that interview.
Hey, man, listen, because I got people holding, man. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your call.
No doubt.
And I usually don't do that. You know what I mean? I usually don't cut people off, and I need to start doing that because I let people vent. 917, hold on, 667, hold on. We need to blame Aaliyah's uncle as well. He brought her to the hotel late at night and left her in the hotel with R. Kelly. Y'all see what I'm playing? I got a whole playlist of this whole thing. This is what I need y'all to do. I did a whole bunch of this shit. I just showed y'all. Hold on, let me go to my plate. I did a whole bunch. 58. There is more than that. I did an interview with I forgot her name already, but Angelo Clary. You know what I mean? The father of, I'm forgetting. But y'all know, goddammit. So I did a lot on this, okay? So sometimes out of sight, out of mind, and sometimes I forget, you know, certain things because there's so much bombarded information and news and shit that's going on. Asbio Clary, she has such a beautiful voice. So the uncle should be locked up as well. You know what I'm saying? And Aaliyah respectfully was a virgin. I mean, she wasn't even a virgin before she had sex with R. Kelly. So she, no victim shaming. You know, these are just information that I came across because I told y'all, I had a direct connection to R. Kelly, and I will never reveal who that person was because when I put out certain information, I had to take, matter of fact, I'm not saying it no more. Listen, man, look, I'm going to leave that one alone right there. Anyway, just don't, regardless of what you may think about me, don't ever forget the type of work I put in, all right? So, yeah, let's keep it pushing. Mike, just hold on. 917 area code. What's up, family? If you could make it quick, please do. Thank you.
Very quick. How you doing, young man?
I'm all right, brother.
Let me just say, Retro, your moderator is doing a good job. He's probably the only sensible one in your comment section, okay? Retro is doing a great job, first and foremost. Second of all, perverts, child molesters, and people who touch kids should be castrated. That should be the new law, and we should do, okay? There's no excuse for that, okay? And people like Ray Patterson and Juicebox, the one you think is so juicy, hope her her vagina dries up for supporting people like R. Kelly. There's no place on earth for people who touch kids, man. And that's all I got to say, man. You're doing a good job, man. Just cut
people
off a little quicker.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Just like what I'm going to do your ass right now.
Castrate all perverts. Have a good day, brother.
You too. Right, and I really do need to start cutting people off real early because I do that. That is my problem. I like to let people vent. Sometimes I need to just have a limit. So that is, I need to work on that. Area code 667, if you heard me say I need to work on that, your ass need to make sure you be limited with your time. You on the air, peace to you, goddammit. Area code 667, are you there? Go win once, go win twice, your ass is out of here. Mike, what's going on, family? Brooklyn to Cali, what's popping, baby? What's going on over there? Brooklyn to Cali, brother, you all right over there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, nigga, you got that.
Okay. I was wondering.
Got that cricket connection.
Oh, nah, man.
Got the flip phone.
Man, shit. You know, I live over here by that. So I live over here by that SoFi Stadium in the airport. My shit. Every now and then, it get real destructive over here. I just want to say a couple things, man.
Go ahead.
I feel like that man got what he deserved. That's the same nigga that's making videos talking about if they were going to do something to me, they should have did it 30 years ago.
Right.
That's the same nigga. That's the same nigga that's not only doing this shit to girls, he's doing this shit to our black girls. You ain't, because you know, if it would have been anybody white in that situation, that motherfucker would have been in jail a long time ago.
True.
I also feel like what we have to do is stop looking for white justice in black issues. They don't ever do us the same. So when we compare it to Epstein or we compare it to such and such and all that, we never gonna see that. So when you said that, when you set it up like that, it's kind of like you trying to find an excuse to give this man less time, or you know, possibly even have this man out free. And we know that ain't even the fucking case. I feel like with guys like that, they use their power and their money. It was some girls that were of age, granted, but there were some girls that weren't of age. And for that, he got to pay. He married a 14-year-old girl when he was 28. He got to pay. So if he was marrying her, then you can imagine what he was doing to her when she was 14 and he was 28. I don't care if Barry Hankerson left her there or not. He's still fucking
yes, touched. That's the name. Go ahead.
He still was touching on her and probably and fucking on her to the point where he took that much of a liking on her where he wanted her to be his wife. You know what I'm saying? So I just think when it comes to this situation, we all could love R. Kelly music. He's one of the greatest of all time at what he does, but that has absolutely nothing to do with the sick shit that he's done behind closed doors. And we ain't never heard of him being fucking molested until he got in trouble. Hey, you ever heard that until he got into his issues?
I'm not really. If he would have never got caught, he would have probably still been doing it. You know?
He would have never said nothing. That's how come I don't have no sympathy or no empathy for that kind of shit. Because when you try to use what you're doing against other people when it happened to you, when clearly you didn't have a problem with it happening to you until you got caught up. You did what you was doing. So I just feel like at the end of the day, because I don't want to stay on here too long. I know other people probably on. I feel like, let's stop making excuses for sick niggas, man. That nigga was fucking kids. He was fucking girls that were of age, but he still was fucking kids. And for that, that motherfucker got to go to jail. And that's the same energy we should have for Uncle Ray Ray, for your stepdad,
right,
or whoever doing the bullshit. I agree with you 1,000%. I agree with you. We got the same energy we should have for some of those kids' parents that's involved in this shit. I totally agree with you. But that was the only nigga that was making videos and puffing his chest out. So he the only nigga that's going to jail. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, man.
Hold on. Ray Patterson, was Aaliyah not a child when he married her? What are you talking about, nigga?
She was 16.
She was 14. Fucking, yes. Oh my God. But that's it, man. I'm about to go. I'm back in the chat, bro. Brooklyn to Cali, man.
Brooklyn to motherfucking Cali. 667, hold on, 917, hold on. Let's go to what they're talking about real quick.
If he has any psych issues, any medical problems, and classify him. They'll also put him in what's called the SORNA database, which is basically the Federal Sex Offender Registration Database, so that, you know, if and when he is released, he will have to register for the...
Sorry, 14, goddamn
it. ...every year on his birthday and anytime he moves as a sex offender, right, in the area. Appeals are going to get filed, and I'm sure the appeals are going to be litigated for years to come, and we talked about what some of those issues could be. One of them could, in fact, be the sentence itself, and there is that risk that if the prosecution appeals, I could actually see it getting reversed and remanded for an abuse of discretion for going too easy when there should have been more consecutive time. I've seen that happen. The other issues, too, is that there could be a claim of ineffective assistance of counsel. Counsel raise, which is standard.
Right. I was going to say, that's always raised, right? As attorneys,
years,
we know that's always going to be claimed.
After all these years in the business, I'm so used to people accusing me of being ineffective, you know. But one of them really could be that they did not put an expert on to explain that the behavior in the R. Kelly world was common. And that it wasn't, in fact, an aspect of a criminal enterprise.
Right, absolutely. Tamara, stand by. I've got some good questions for you, but Julia Janae is now available. I want to get her while we have the opportunity. Julia, if you could please tell us about some of the specifics on this sentence.
Judge Ashley Vinza died down here in front of the Brooklyn courthouse. The sentence, though, it's created a lot of emotions that have been running high here on the ground, especially with the supporters of R. Kelly who've been showing up throughout this trial. As far as the sentence, it is a 30-year sentence, but broken down, it's something that the judge actually put with different counts. So the top count, one that involves racketeering and several counts underneath it, that one is for 30 years. But he's also sentenced to 20 years on other counts and then 10 years on another number of counts. But the judge said that all of those will run concurrently. But of course, if there's an appeal on one or more of these counts, those other sentences could become necessary or come into play, but the max would have been life in prison, and that's what the judge actually said, that under the guidelines, this has a life sentence range, but she went with 30 years as an appropriate sentence.
All right, and this is such a minor detail, but I know that you can share it with us because I've seen it done two different ways. Did the judge have R. Kelly stand up while she delivered the sentence out of curiosity?
She did not. She spent a lot of time detailing how she came to the conclusion of this sentence and even said that it was not impacted by the sentencing guidelines, that she had already thought about it, taken consideration of everything, and that even though the enhancements that were objected to by this defense were made in court today, that she still would have come to the same conclusion of the 30 years. And I want to read for you some of the things that she said when she delivered that opening statement. And there was even one time that she got a little bit emotional. She said this case is not about sex, even though she admitted that it is something that involved sex, but she said that it's about control, sex, or rather sexual violence, cruelty, and control. And she said that Robert Kelly used his status, an enterprise, and he had a system that lured people and took over their lives. And here's where it seemed that she really was impacted. She said there was one instance where you snapped your fingers and a skinny young girl crawled out from under a boxing ring. And she paused and said, I will never forget that back, and said that you then commanded her to perform oral sex on you and another person that was with you. So going to the heinous nature of this crime, you can see that it impacted this judge, the people in the gallery, some of whom I noticed were hearing these details for the first time. They were looking shocked and shaking their head at some of the details coming out today.
All right. And talking about the impact, I understand there's a family that says their daughter is still under R. Kelly's control. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, that's the Savage family. I did not notice them here today. They were in attendance during the trial. I did speak to their attorney, Gerald Griggs, before the sentencing today, and they still are going forward with their case against them because they believe their daughter is still someone who is a victim. And you
want that bread.
Today, actually, the defense attorney said this. They have a connection, that that's the reason that she continues to visit him, although infrequently, that it is not about control, and it should not be used just because the prosecution wants to make her into a victim. But we know from the attorney for the parents that they say they have tried to make communication open with their daughter. They've tried to reach her, but they believe that members of Kelly's entourage still continue to have that hold over her, even though he is behind bars and has been for multiple years.
A lot of reaching fingers for sure.
But she's doing it on her own free will, though, too. She's doing it on her own free will, family.
We do have Philip and Tamara. Tamara, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, again, we all know, I can say it a little tongue-in-cheek, that they clients don't always take our advice, but part of being the attorney is not only giving the legal advice,
yo,
but also to prepare them for what's going to happen and what happens next, depending on the sentence, and walking them through all the specifics. In your experience, Tamara, is it any different preparing someone who's famous and, frankly, have a different lifestyle than the average person, the average criminal defendant, in preparing them for not only what's going to happen in court, but what's going to happen next, R. Kelly, now that you have this sentence? Is it more difficult or not when they're famous?
Absolutely. The reason it's more difficult is because you also have security concerns. So you may have someone who's in isolated care, as was the case in our situation. You know, you have additional security precautions through the sheriff's office. Typically, it's not an average person. Their safety can be at risk, and that's something that cannot be ignored because if something happens while they're in the care of that prison system, then you have liability issues at that point. So it definitely is an additional layer, sometimes multiple layers, from what someone who is not a celebrity would experience going through the intake process.
And I always wonder, is it harder to prepare them for the reality of what jail or prison is like? Because it's hard enough for the average person, let's be honest. It's not a place anybody wants to go. But when you're rich and famous and you have certain accommodations, you have certain luxuries that the average person doesn't have, Philip, do you think it makes it even harder for them to get what you're saying when you're describing to them, hey, it's going to be different. It's not going to be a walk in the park in jail.
Oh, yes. But after a while, all inmates adapt. You know, at some point, they start looking forward to simple pleasures, you know, like chicken on the bone that we were talking about earlier. You know, to them, it's a big deal. Or whether or not
all
they
right.
get body washed.
I'm going
to
go to some calls.
You know, a bar of soap that you can get, you know, five for a dollar. So there are simple pleasures that they learn to really look forward to. They also look forward to people putting money on their books at the jail so they can buy.
Shut up. My people, I gotta find my people, find that person who is, I'm gonna hit that person up today. I'm gonna get some more info on what's going on and how he's doing and everything. Somebody said, I'm gonna say this before I go to 667 area code. Somebody said, this person keeps talking about, Mike, you're not saying nothing about that list. I've done this story on Jeffrey Epstein when it came out, bro. I showed the list. I talked about the list, brother. And I gave the and I already talked about, I didn't mention the list, but I already spoke about Jeffrey Epstein and Grishelin Maxwell, whatever the fuck her name is. I really don't care about her name. But them, we done spoke about this shit numerous occasions, brother. So whatever you're trying to, like, say, you're not making no sense here. You know, you clap that weirdo, yeah, cause he was a weirdo. So so let me go to these phone calls, man. So where I'm at. 667 area code, you on the air? What's your thoughts, love? Cause I seen your post. Area code 667, are you there now? Her name was something that was in the chat. All right, I'm going to put your ass back on hold. We got area code 917. Peace. What borough are you calling from, sir?
Hello?
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 from the Boogie Down Bronx. I'm back.
All right, say what's popping. What's on your mind, family? Make it short.
In the chat room, they keep comparing R. Kelly to Jocelyn Maxwell case. Two different entities. Epstein is dead. Jocelyn Maxwell fed the women to Jeffrey Epstein. So it's two different things. The court system in America, keyword America,
right,
has two different rules and regulations for black and white people.
Go ahead, brother.
So basically what I'm saying is R. Kelly has nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell case. He's a pervert. He need to be castrated. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, King. Area code 704, keeping it raw. What's up? 704 area code, you on? What's up? All right, I'm going to put you on mute. 667, are you there?
Hello?
I've been waiting on you. God damn it, it's your phone.
No, God damn it. I got to hold on. Let me pause this shit.
Make sure you sit on your router. Open the window. And
all right, can you hear me?
Yep. What you want?
I'm on your live, right? Okay, so we talked about the Epsteins, the Maxwells, the all those folks, and they probably on an island some fucking way. You already know. They ain't locked up for real, for real. They on an island, okay, and then they going to take him somewhere else and put him in a... Hold on. Tell the truth, shame the devil. He said, sitting on top of the router. That's all I wanted to say, and I'm just happy that you was able to accept my phone call.
I'm drinking some wine.
Hold on.
Yeah, I know. You trying to sound all sexy over there. What's going on? You drinking your
wine? No, that's just my voice.
Seven's popping, goddammit. What you drinking?
I watch you all the time. Oh, Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir?
Some sexy ass shit. Grigio, Pinot Grigio, whatever the fuck it is. I don't know now. It's almost 5 o'clock when you working from home. You know, you already know. When you working from... No, it's not early. It's going on 5 o'clock.
I'm in my boxes right now with nothing else on. I get it, goddammit. I ain't get a drink yet, though, but I understand what's going on, goddammit. All right? But don't let my thoughts be all over the place, so I'm going to keep it very professional and know that I'm online, live. So I would say thank you.
All right. Tamika Henderson. Okay, that's my name, and don't forget it, okay, because I'm going to call back. Okay, so remember me, okay?
I got you now. Hey.
Don't start her.
I'm
messing with you.
All right, love. Now, I appreciate you, though. Thank you for calling this week.
All right, thank you. Thank you for all your right. content. I love your channel, so I'm going to keep
thank
watching.
Thank
peace
you.
And hair grease. Bye.
All right, now, I've knocked the cobwebs out the motherfucker. Anyway, let's keep the move. Area code 704, what do you want? God damn it. Huh? What do you want? All right, you must be teleporting to something because it's just quietness back there. I don't know where you're at. Yeah, you're getting the hell up out of here. We got Callie in the building. Area code 310, what you want, nigga?
What's up, Mike? What's up? I'm a queen, brother. I just wanted to say I agree with everything. I just wanted to add one other point, though, that for us as a community, like as soon as I heard about what R. Kelly did, like 100 years ago, like when it was just pop news, I stopped listening to his music. Like I personally boycotted. Did it have an effect on his music and his money? No, but it was a spiritual thing. So I boycotted him. Now imagine we as a black community had done that. We could have sentenced him ourselves. So what I want to say is most of us, a lot of us are conscious about, you know, the white black thing, oppression and all that. But when we don't take our own empowerment, so now the system has him there And it's cool that most of us are like, yeah, he should be sentenced, but we had a lot of power ourselves, aside from the quote, white judicial system law. So it's like we're still slave-minded unknowingly in the sense that to get justice or to be like, yeah, lock him up, we got to wait for this to happen, when we could have shut that shit down way back then by just stop buying his music, checked each other. The brothers who were conscious enough could be like, oh, he's messing with little girls? No, not our little girls, not our black girls. The women could have been like, nope, stop. He would have been dead in the water right there and years ago. So I also blame our own ignorance or other types of things that we could have done in our own empowerment. So the point is, in conclusion, in other cases going forward with other people, it could be a lesson, like we don't have to wait. If there's somebody doing this right now or something else that we don't like as a community, like we have empowerment, economic empowerment, social empowerment to quote, cancel these people and stop their bread and butter from coming in. So it's just something that we should be thinking about.
Hey, man, shout out to Cali Love, and I definitely appreciate your call, sweetie. You heard?
All right, peace.
Peace. Hey, man, I'm not even going to challenge that, but I just say this shit is crazy. Let me see what these people's talking about. Let me see. Well, I'm pretty sure we got whatever. We got a lot of information. So what I'm really doing, because I'm about to go get me something to eat, and I really want to, I'm really trying to figure out what's going on with this Nipsey Hussle case. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. I've been up all morning trying to figure how, you know what I mean? The closing arguments. So I'm waiting for that. Anybody who get that information, make sure you send it to me ASAP. And I'm going to hit up Street TV, Alex Alonzo as well, see if we get on the show, because I know he's down there right now. So, let me say something about that. Let me say something. And the person asked, is she dead in this video? No, this is the video of R. Kelly, and I say this respectfully, peeing on the little girl. This is her. This was this video about. This was breaking down exactly who this little girl was. You know what I'm saying? So I broke all that down, and that's Sparkle's little niece as well. So, I broke all that shit down. That's why I say go to my playlist, go to my channel, go to the playlist, the R. Kelly stuff. And, I broke all this shit down, man. So, 3 days ago, this is a sidebar. 3 days ago, you back again, huh? The what is it? DeVoe or whatever? D-Lover. Well, the fuck your name is, man? Get your ass up out of here talking like that. Anyway, 3 days ago, Black 100 said that he confronted Cowboy at the BET Awards. I got info last night, once I got off live and things of that nature, that there's pictures of Black 100 and Cowboy talking. And what Mac 100 be trying to betray, it be totally different. You know what I mean? So there is a pictures that basically contest or basically expose Mac 100 for his lies. You know what I mean? I have access to that. But sometimes, you know, motherfuckers want, niggas need to make their bread off that too. So if a person give the pictures, that person who puts it out, they're going to make money off that. So, you know, so at the end of the day, I try to reach out to a couple of people. Some of these niggas is weirdos. That's why I really don't reach out to people. Some of these YouTubers and shit like that, a lot of people is really weirdos. Nah, I'm not slow. I'm more smarter than you. All right? But you could get the fuck up out of here, though. But at the end of the day, I'm telling you, man, definitely can get those pictures. You know what I'm saying? But we going to see. But Black 100 definitely be lying his ass off. All right? So let me see if anybody else called. All right, that's it. I've been here long enough. So let me get back to what I'm doing. I got to go back and see what the fuck is going on with this Nipsey Hussle shit. So I'll be on definitely today. Once that information come out, I'm coming right back on. So, you know what I mean? I'm definitely on it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. At the end of the day, everything that R. Kelly has done has came right back to him. You know, when you do dirt, you get dirt. You know what I mean? Karma always come back around one way or another. You know what I mean? You ain't going to know the time or day, but that bitch is coming. She will be coming and knocking at your door, family. So, yeah. So I just, you know, leave that one alone. Those who's new to this channel, please make sure you subscribe and hit that bell and click on all for all notifications. Those who did not hit the like button, please hit the like button before you leave so it can get into the algorithms. I would gladly appreciate that. So with that being said, thank you all for tuning in. I'm getting the hell up out of here. Much love. Watch your children. Girls, stop being hot in the ass. You know, let these certain situations teach you. You learn from these examples on what not to do, because some of these girls is hot in the ass too. You know what I mean? And put themselves in those positions. You know, but R. Kelly is a grown-ass man. That means you should know right from wrong. So at the end of the day, everybody take accountability for that shit. And I'm going to leave on that note. Love y'all. See y'all later. Peace.